Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart, now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney,
but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with celebrities and entrepreneurs about their stories in the business world.
And now we're on to something a little different, but it's still about saving people. Antonia's Promise. Antonia has, she has an incredible story, but she also has a new podcast talking about it, and she has products, beautiful things. And so, Antonia, I won't say any more. Let's hear.
All right. Well, first of all, thank you for having me. This has been like from AI to now Street Ready. Joe, my very good friend. Incredible stories, right? But I want to speak about Street Ready for a second. They said a lot of things that resonate with me. And being a mother of three children, you guys to me are like the sweet and salty. I don't know why. That's just the word I get, right? Because you are the educational, but yet you're the self-defense. I have a 15-year-old child who does Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and MMA since he's 8 years old. His mindset, his creativity, the fact that he's a gentleman, how he responds, how he looks at things, he's like my personal security guard. I'm not even kidding. And he was taught this way. The fact that you're implementing as well how to prevent from a choking hazard, how to like be prepared, how to be ready for any situation, it is so important to have this. I fought with my husband incessantly from age 6 to 8. Oh my God, I don't want him doing this. I don't want him hurting anyone or himself, but it's not, it's a skill set. And I had to learn this. So when you speak, I get it. I get what you're doing. And it's so important to be taught this as a young child, to be aware. I have two daughters. They're drop dead gorgeous. They're going to need Street Ready, but they have it at home because my son's constantly speaking this way. I mean, it's incredible what you're teaching really needs to be taught. And I'm grateful for you guys being here and sharing, and Joe as well. But back to Antonia's Promise, if it wasn't for these two people here, I wouldn't be sitting here today. Richard is the gentleman that I called and thought was a pastor of some sort. And I was telling this amazing story.
Well, the show was Passage to Profit.
Passage to Profit.
So she thought
like,
it was a religious.
Yeah,
I'm a prophet.
You know, and I had nothing. I had no more, nothing.
Couldn't be further from the truth.
And, but... going, and I'm going, you get me. And he's going, yes, I do. Yes, I do. And I walk into his office with my husband 7 years ago, and I walked out with two patents. And here I am today proudly to say that I have three patents with Gearhart Law and three trademarks. And in December, Richard, I received my two Italy patents this December.
Yeah.
Which I'm really excited about. But Elizabeth has been the striving force in my life because she believes in me as much as I believe in myself. And Antonia's Promise podcast is about a true story of healing, miracles, and hope, where I invite guest speakers on my show. And we share stories of miracles. And we spoke about this on the show, right? Where we bring stories, and you guys did the same thing today. And stories are just so powerful, and they're magnetic. And the idea behind it is to spread love, light, and positive messages, and how you don't have to do this alone. And that's really what the podcast is about.
Right. And you wanted your story to get out. And when you started Antonia's Promise, you had an incredible experience where you almost died and you were saved.
I was.
And you needed to get that story out to everybody. So you started the website. You started the merchandise.
But I started with the cross, and then I came back to the show with the merch.
Right.
And now I'm back on talking about the podcast. And I feel like this is a full circle for me.
Right. And so podcasting has become more and more popular, and it's a really great way to get your story out.
Yes.
So what is having a podcast doing for you?
First of all, I believe the podcasting is resonating more with people because people like stories.
Yeah.
People like to see, you guys mentioned it, cameras everywhere, right? Like my emotions, my speaking, your speaking. People like to listen to other people. It's relatable, right? And that's what it does. It sparks the interest of others. That's what I'm finding.
For certain kinds of products, the connection to the person who's responsible for the products, as there's an emotional connection. And so you're very empathetic. You put it out there, and those emotions and feelings are part of your brand, and they're part of the things that you offer people. And the best way to express those, I think, is through a podcast, because I don't think you could get it done in a short Facebook ad. You know, it's just not going to have the same connection.
And I love people too. You know, I do. I enjoy hearing stories of inspiring things. And that's what the show's about too. And yes, people feel, I have people reaching out to me now that even though knew I had my products and things of that sort, now they're like, you have a podcast? Yes, it is. It's a very big deal. And if it weren't for Elizabeth, your lovely wife, we wouldn't be here, because she believed in me. And, you know, we've been working together, but I needed that village. I needed that little support, and I seem to have it. And I'm so very grateful to be here again and again and again. And it's all because of you guys.
But I do want to point out, for people thinking of starting a podcast, most people aren't going to get rich just being a podcaster, but it does help your business. It's another digital marketing tool for your business.
And it gives you something, a way to connect with your audience that's not just about your product.
And it helps you connect with people that you want to connect with, because you can ask them to be on your podcast. And maybe this is somebody you've been trying to get to for a while. It's certainly opened doors for Gearhart Law, having Passage to Profit.
Absolutely.
I will say I had three people that wanted to be on the show, and they were lovely. I enjoyed every single one of their stories.
So have you seen any of your sales go up since you started the podcast?
Believe it or not, I've gotten a lot of, I want your cross. I need your candle. I need this. And I'm like, okay, go to the site. But I don't have any crosses, because those are the first things that I created. So right now, I'm working with jewelers with this. This is a design that I created. It's a hammered cross look with a 3D symbol of a gold symbol of the person bent, broken in prayer. But the cross that I originally came out with is now I'm getting phone calls since the podcast that they want that cross. And I've been asked to be on so many new shows since my podcast has come out. Like, you need, and I was the Christmas special at Nassau Community College. And it was a great show. And then they had me on the show and they loved me so much. They emailed me again. They want me back on the show. So a lot of doors have been opening for me since the podcast came out, with selling merch, wanting merch, and being on more talking engagements.
I think
for sure.
When a person has a podcast, then people feel like they are media trained to some degree or have media experience, so they're going to be better on their podcast. We certainly look for that.
Yeah. So how do you cut through the noise, though?
I feel like podcasting is 70% marketing. And I've been doing marketing for Gearhart Law for many years. I'm self-taught, so I'm not as good as like people that went to school for it. But I've learned a lot, and things have changed so rapidly. I mean, you really have to be able to keep up with the changing things. But I feel like you build marketing in from day one.
Right. And use AI.
and you have to use AI. At this point, you have to use AI, because what happens is in marketing, there's called search engine optimization. And that's like Google looking at your stuff and saying, I'm not going to show this to anybody. Or, wow, these people really are using the right keywords. They're going the right place. I'm going to put them up high so people see their content and want to listen to it. And there's a whole lot that goes into that. And you have to build that in from day one. And that's just one of the many marketing things.
Antonia, who do you consider to be your target market for your podcast?
Everyone.
Everyone.
Yes.
That's a pretty big market.
Yes, because we are all in search of something. And there are a lot of people that don't, know that they don't have to do this alone. And through stories, that's the goal of what I try to do, is bring everyone closer to Christ. It's everyone. There's not one person in this world who doesn't need faith.
I remember one of the sayings that you came up with was, we are all broken.
That's one of the trademarks. We are all broken. Yeah. But I mean it in a beautiful way, right? Like, we all struggle with something. I was once broken. You know, I wasn't well, and it was through faith that I was healed. And that's I had made God a promise. That's why it's called Antonia's Promise, that if God had helped me in some way and taken away what I was going through, that I would spread love and light as a vessel for him. God granted me my miracle, and he keeps his promises as I've kept mine. And that's why it's called Antonia's Promise. But it's really to get the message out of healing.
So where do people find you?
You can find me on Antonia's Promise on Instagram. You can find me on Antonia's Promise on Facebook. Email me at antoniaspromise@gmail.com.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, and our studio assistant Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.